Jamie Kaczynski is the founder of 13 Minutes, and he's back on The Antidote for a fresh talk. Thanks for joining us, Jamie.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I don't know if you realized how long it's been, but we last met in 2018 for a chat about 13 Minutes.
Yes, and we have changed a little bit since then.
That's what I was going to bring up. 13 Minutes has got new band members. And then a few years ago, 13 Minutes announced that the band was going to go on a hiatus.
Yep.
That must have been tough to accept.
It was. You know, it's really weird. You start out on a journey thinking everybody's wanting to go the same direction, and you get about halfway in it, and you realize that you guys really didn't want to get to the same place. It's tough to figure out what to do when that information hits you square in the head. And that's kind of where we were at. You know, we started off one way and we got to a place and we realized that we all didn't want to go to the same place.
Mm.
So there really wasn't many options. We could have pushed through, but at that point in time, the chasm between us had gotten so great that I don't think it would have been a healthy venture for any of us. And so when I looked at it objectively, I'm like, you know what? We need to take a break. I don't know what's next. I don't know if we come back, but staying where we're at is not healthy for any of us. So we took a break.
But 13 Minutes is back, and you've got a new lineup and a new record label, NRT Music.
Yes, sir.
So you got to tell us who's involved in the band now.
Well, our new vocalist, his name is Jared Cunningham. He's also the frontman for a band that's been in existence for a while called I Am the Pendragon.
Mm-hmm.
So I met Jared actually in 2018 when we stopped in Omaha, Nebraska, which is where he's from. And as life would have it, our paths converged a couple years ago when all this was getting relaunched, and here he is today. So Jared's done an amazing job. And then Thomas Wheat is my guitarist. He was actually a carryover from the lineup. He had joined us in 2019. And the moment where I realized, I think there's enough in the tank to get the car going again, Thomas was one of the first calls I made. He's like, absolutely. Where are we going? So Thomas is running with us again and doing an incredible job. And then right now it's kind of bass player by committee. We're working with two guys right now, Preston Bell and Justin Elston, and they've split a lot of time. You know, anybody that's been paying attention to where we're at today, knows we have a pretty busy schedule, and sometimes that busy schedule is not always conducive to guys like us who do have to carry big boy jobs. So they split time, and we coordinate it with them who can be where, and you know, just say, hey, guys, be ready. And when you get the call, let's go.
But, you know, even with you guys having new members on your latest single, Stay, you brought in a guest, Mystique.
Yes.
And she's kind of a big deal.
Just a little bit.
So what did she bring to the band?
You know, I guess I have to backtrack a little bit because Mystique started really coming on my radar several years ago. I, like a lot of people, watched her videos. She's from Australia. And I'm just saying, like, she's brilliant. Absolutely mm-hmm. brilliant. And I was always so impressed with the way she could recraft, reimagine, and as she called, pimp up a song. So I started doing my homework and found out she's classically trained. You know, man, I want to try to get the best people in the best spots for what the vision is. And mm-hmm. Stay has been being crafted now for a while. And given Mystique's talent, is like, I can hear it. And so really, it was just a matter of saying, hey, what can we do to make this happen? And I reached out to her, very, very professional, but very, very friendly, very easy to work with. And she took the stems and really put her stamp on it. And I really think she elevated the song, but she gave it a flair that I think is uncommon in our genre. Definitely took her skill set for being classically trained and infused it into this ghetto band that we are. So.
Now, you and I have met before, so you're well aware that I'm opinionated. I'm really going to be honest here when I say that Stay has great lyrics and the music is powerful. But the biggest thing is that this is an absolutely perfect song.
Man, you don't know how much my heart just appreciates that.
And I got to tell you how limited that perfect list is. I probably have less than 50 songs, and I have what, 60, 70,000 songs in my files.
Wow, man. If we were on camera, you'd see my face turning red right now. So I'm glad we're doing audio.
But you know, something else about the song is that it also covers difficult topics, suicide and mental health. So what motivated 13 Minutes to record it?
Sometimes the stars align and things happen that just bring everything into kind of focus. A short story is about me. My mom, they would have diagnosed her as bipolar today. My mom was very hard to live with. You didn't know if you're getting good mom or bad mom. And so it was really the brunt of my existence, the majority of my life. So I think taking some of those formative memories and experiences drew kind of a passion for it. I'll just say with my mom, I put up my defenses and found those coping mechanisms. So going into my late teen years, early 20s, I was really, really arrogant. Even today, people probably not say, Jamie's the most humble guy I've ever met. But I was arrogant in all the wrong ways, I believe. Then one day, some of the worst news I could ever receive happened. And I received a call that my little sister had been murdered.
Oh, man.
And you don't really know sometimes how you're going to respond until you find yourself in that situation. And in a split second moment, that whole pomp exterior, that arrogance kind of cracked. I would have told you before that day, I don't get depressed. And I found myself, unbeknownst to me until it was brought to my attention, that I had fallen into a depression. And how could you not, man? Your life just shifted in a way I wouldn't wish on anybody, to be honest with you. And
Right.
so I came out of that with a different kind of an awareness, maybe a different kind of grace, a different kind of empathy for what it feels like to wake up day in and day out with that. Fast forward some time, and we live in a connected world in terms of technology, but suicide is at its all-time high right now. I mean, we're hearing numbers like have never been seen, and I got to ask, what's going on, And so I look at the world through the lens of how I came up. I look at the world through what I experienced, and I look at the world around me today through those lenses, and I have a deep empathy. We all need some help. I've dealt with friends who've gone through different issues of life. I had some great help, with people whom I know personally who have overcome depression, people who did try to commit suicide, and hearing their stories. And I don't know, I think out of the song, as we started to construct it, there was a deep empathy for what people deal with day in and day out. I'm not unique. That's not necessarily saying that people just get over it, but it's saying you're not alone. I wasn't alone. The people who are going through their battles, they're not alone. And we really wanted to reinforce that message. I mean, life's not easy. Of course, we're dealing with the topic of coming from a Christian, but Christians get depressed. We're not somehow immune to this idea that our brain won't screw with us. And so for me, I just wanted to put something out there. Number one, to remind people you're not alone in this. There are people that are willing to walk with you. There are resources out available for you. There are people that are willing to talk with you. There are people that are ready to fight with you. Because at the core of all of this, I believe with everything that's in me that we as God's creation are highly valuable. So I shared the vision with the guys. The guys bought in. They helped construct lyrics to it. And it really has been a journey. It was me, Thomas, and Jared that really penned everything that you hear now. And Thomas has a very unique perspective regarding depression. And so he brought out a lot of the great lyrics. I don't know, man. It was a coalescing of a lot of things, but the heart and the passion behind what we wanted to do with the song is simply put, let people know you're not alone. There are people here that are ready to fight with you, and please stay.
13 Minutes also connected with an organization called Heart Support.
Mm-hmm.
What's that all about?
Well, Heart Support was founded by Jake Lures of August Burns Red. You know, anybody that's followed metalcore for any length of time probably knows who Jake is. Several years back, he launched Heart Support. And it was really after him being out on tour, touring the world and hearing people's stories night in and night out, where his heart says, I need to do something. You know, I need to do something more. I need to do something with gravity. And so he launched Heart Support. It's heartsupport.com. Check it out. There's some good stuff out there. Now, as we were building this song and, of course, trying to connect with organizations providing resources into people's hands that can help them through their journey, Heart Support just happens to be mental health and metal music. So my buddy Bryce from a band called Brotality, you may or may not have heard of them, but they're from up there in New York. Bryce connected in with Heart Support a couple years ago now. And then, of course, as we were doing all this, my friend Mary Nickel just connected the dots from Mary Nickel Media, and she made the partnership connect, and, well, it was really organic from there.
That is so cool. Okay, I've been raving about this song, so why don't you introduce it for us, Jamie?
Hi, this is Jamie with 13 Minutes. You are listening to our new single, Stay.